This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code 3Ps, the number 3, no space, P-E-A-S, at checkout. A better web starts with your website.
Hey guys, and welcome to 3Ps in a Podcast. Woo! I'm your host, Hannah.
Selena.
And I'm Adam. We're finally here. Season 2.
I know, guys. Are you guys excited?
We're waiting for a reply. I'm so glad we're back. It's been a long time.
It's so hard to get an episode for you guys.
But we've been doing like press in between, so it's fine.
Yeah, we've been busy bees.
But like, how have you guys been? It's been a while. Last time I think we got together, I was...
Yesterday.
You guys set me up on a date.
Oh.
Selena.
Well,
I mean,
it was 5 minutes ago.
I'm never gonna trust Selena again because it was the worst date of my life. Well, I wouldn't say worse. That's so mean.
I did that on purpose.
Why?
Because I knew.
You knew what?
I knew what she was like.
What? Did you know too?
I don't even know who she is.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Like, let's be realistic.
She was just some creature I met one day.
Like, are you kidding?
In the halls of my school.
Okay, let me tell you what happened.
At Bernard?
No, at the halls of my school.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Lurking.
She literally lurked. She lurked. Like, you're going to die when I tell you what happened.
Okay, what happened?
So
let's get the car ride first.
What? Okay, so basically what happened was for Valentine's Day, asked this girl out on a date. If you guys don't know, you could see the Valentine's episode. And basically, self-promoting. Basically what happened was, Selena signed me up with a girl, and I did everything.
This lovely young woman.
They literally boot camped me into everything I should do and not I shouldn't do. And so I did everything. I dressed up nicely. You know,
Maybe you were the problem.
Yeah, Adam, maybe you're the problem.
Can I tell you what happened? I feel like
you don't even know what happened. Fine.
Literally, when we got into the car, she farted. She farted and blamed it on the driver, but I was right there.
Maybe it was the driver.
I was right there. I was sitting on
Did
the same. You know when you can sit on the couch and you can like feel the couch?
It vibrated.
Yeah.
She made it vibrate.
She made it vibe.
Oh.
And so basically, we get to the store.
Wait, what did it smell like?
It didn't smell. Thank God.
I feel
I
like
died.
What do farts really smell like?
You're right.
Like rotten eggs, like. I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to vomit in 5 seconds. But basically,
vom-hom.
But I got... Selena's so
fake. What a faker.
I know. She was like, ha, ha.
Sorry.
So basically, we get to the store, the restaurant, and she gets raviolis, and she starts...
She starts
eating it with her fingers.
God, what a sick. Was there sauce under her nails?
Yeah.
Did she suck it out?
She didn't go that far, but it was pretty D-list, and I was just gonna vom-hom. And so then... I don't think she has my number anymore, and I definitely don't have hers, so...
How does she not have it anymore?
Did you delete it?
I probably took her phone and deleted it.
You probably?
He doesn't remember. It was that bad.
Oh my God. Just a
Mom.
Bitch.
So anyways,
Hannah, I heard that you, upgraded from the Walmart days. You got a luxurious new job.
Oh yeah, at a warehouse.
You feel like you're, if not, if you're, you, do you feel classy when you work here at this new place?
Well, I feel like a toad that's hopping around the store.
You work at Costco, I see.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane, but it's all right. Like, you know, I'm like breaking a sweat.
You're right.
And
okay, I don't get, maybe you can clear this up for me because I don't understand. If you don't know what Costco is, it's a superstore, but it's so serious. You need to have a pass to get inside.
You need the right eye color. You need the right handprint. They need to scan your whole body. You need to be the exact weight, the exact height, and ready to
go. Literally, I'm ready to go. And like one time I tried sneaking in and they almost arrested me. It was a whole ordeal.
I remember our high school was right across Costco. And once for lunch, I stole my mom's card and we went in with five friends and we just had lunch there because the testers, there's like 5 million testers.
Oh yeah, you get samples, right?
Yeah, but like we ate so many of them because there was so many that day. We ate so many of them that we just walked out
full.
Yeah, we walked out full. We had like appetizer, soup of the day,
sandwich, dessert, pasta,
dessert, drink, like coffee,
drink.
And
one drink,
and juice, and coffee, no, and coffee, and juice.
Oh, wow.
We had like everything.
Wow,
yeah.
And it was,
it was
nice. But do you like it though?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty good.
Any horror stories yet?
I'll keep you guys posted.
Okay.
Okay.
You just started.
I did. Yeah. I did. But anyways, speaking about all of this randomness.
What?
Let's just add this in here.
Okay. Okay.
Do you remember when we did a little bit of press and a little bit of interviews at this one place? And the lady on the TV.
Oh, on the green screen? I mean, in the green room when we were waiting, there was a TV, right? Yeah. And I know this story.
She was cooking a big ugly sandwich with so much onion in a cornfield. Like, she was just there, like, cooking in her crock pot on the cornfield. Like, and let me tell you, it was December 1st.
I know.
Snowing and negative 300 degrees outside. It was
and
just
she
bad.
She was on the TV cooking on the cornfield, like, as if she just so happened to be in the cornfield, the camera
she was
crew.
She was making the yeah. nastiest meal. Like, it was disgusting.
It was, like, bread with onion.
No, it was, like, the bread. She was making a sandwich, and the bread looked like it was soaking wet. And she put, like, this roast beef on it. And, like, I don't know.
It was a cooking show. It was so funny. And we were laughing. Yeah. We had to actually ask a producer if it was real or if it was a green screen background, because we're like, what is this
yeah. But like, where did she plug in the crock pot?
Yeah. She was literally in a field.
A
cornfield
around her.
Literally in the field with the crops, you know. It was so nuts.
And there was like animals in the background, like mooing, you know, like making their animal noises.
It was hilarious.
Okay, guys, I have a fun fact of the day.
Oh god, what?
We should do fun facts of the day.
We should.
Okay, so here's fun fact of today. So, if you've ever been to McDonald's and you've got the cinnamon melt, yes, they taste really good. But you know, like, the sauce on top?
Yes.
The icing you're talking about, correct?
Okay, wait. First, in brackets, I'd like to add
that. In brackets. Like, this is an essay.
I'd like to add that I'm not sure if this is a true fact. But, like,
don't want to get sued by McDonald's.
Yeah. Not quite sure. But, like, this is what I heard, and, like, my source is pretty convenient. So.
Conveniently?
I meant reliable source.
What the hell?
Did you
shut up?
English?
I'm a reliable source.
Convenient. My source is convenient.
Ronald McDonald? Is your convenient reliable source? Is Ronald McDonald there?
No, convenient source. Not reliable. Yeah, convenient. It's convenient.
The convenient source. Yeah.
Okay, it's a reliable source, guys. And
okay. Spit it out. You've been saying it for 10 minutes.
Cinnamon melt with, like, the sauces on top.
Yeah.
The sauces. There's one sauce.
The sauce
the
on
icing,
top.
The not icing, not sauces.
That, I was looking for the word for so long. I'm
searching
tired.
Your brain.
And it's well time.
I'm tired. Okay. The icing is really whale semen.
Oh, my. Yeah,
like,
oh, really? Right.
No, it is.
No,
like, the
no,
full, like,
not.
Yeah. Yes, but I just don't know how they would really get that, because.
Okay, well, you know what? What do you think they're doing? You think me and Adam are deep sea scuba diving, holding hands around a 16-foot-long whale penis and, like, swimming up and down while we're, like, jerking his penis until he comes in the ocean? Like, do you think that's what happened?
Do you think the McDonald's workers, do you think they go, oh, it's your time of the day, you have to go to the ocean and scuba dive and jack off the whale? Is that what they do, Selena? And then they take it in a big, huge case.
Oh,
and
no, they probably just wait until it's having, like, sexual intercourse with a female, and then right when it's about to.
What, they pull a million pound whale out of another whale and inject semen?
You're right, how do, or with technology these days, maybe they like put a syringe inside, like a.
Or they just get icing from the store and they put it on the thing. Like, I don't understand why they have to get whale jizz. That's so sick.
Because it's like cheap.
So it's cheap. It's cheap to go have scuba divers go underwater and jack off a whale. Find a whale, jack off the whale, get the semen, and bring it up to the shore and put it on your meal. Look how serious Lena is. She's so serious. She's like thinking.
Think of something right now.
Oh my god, no. I think I just threw up.
I have no words for you. Oh, I have no words for you. I don't think back of the day is going to be a thing.
My source isn't very reliable. I still believe it, though.
You believe it.
Yeah, that's why I don't eat it anymore.
You're retarded.
Mom.
So, speaking of retarded things she's done, can I tell you, the other day we were texting each other, okay?
And was I in this?
Yeah, you were, but you were sleeping or something. You weren't replying to the text message.
Sorry.
But, like, you would have added to this. Like, no guaranteed you would have no idea what I was talking about. Oh, actually, before
we'll
I tell the story,
now.
Let me tell you guys. The other day, Adam and Selena were really mad at each other, right? And they called me, both of them together on the phone.
Yeah.
And they're having war between each other, okay? They were so angry. I'm like, what the hell's happening? And they're like, Hannah, we need to know. I'm like, oh God, what is it? They're like, what the full word for rehab is.
Oh I'm my like, God.
What do you mean?
Let's say it. Wait, let's try to figure it out right now. We never know.
Seriously, like, Hannah tells us and then we got it for 2 seconds. And then after we just forget. Like, we were going over this 2 nights ago.
We literally do not know the word. It's rehab.
Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation.
Oh, I got it. Wait. Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation.
You see how retarded they are?
Rehabilitation.
I just can't. Why is my arm around?
Rehabilitation. Retard.
Oh my God.
Rehab.
Rehabilitation. But nowadays, like, we know how. Okay.
Rehabilitation.
Do you want a trophy? That's it for this episode, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you guys. Once again, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace.com. Now, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own online store, portfolio, or website at only $8 a month. Now, $8 sounds really cheap, but it doesn't look cheap. Their templates and layouts are designed by the top-of-the-line artists, the best of the best. You're going to see that for yourself. You can sign up for a free trial with no credit card obligation, and you can test out the waters if you don't believe me. I know that making a website seems like it's a lot of work and it's hard, you need no coding, but for Squarespace, you actually don't. It's all dragging and dropping your content. And it was like, once again, you hired someone to do it for you, which is so cool in my eyes. If you do have issues, that's no worries. You know, they have 24/7 support in New York and Dublin. But if you're out of the state, you can also email them and live chat them. They're there for you all the time. And once you're done creating your website, you can view it on your computer or mobile device. And you can send it in to us at 3-T-H-R-E-E-P's in a podcast at hotmail.com. And we'll review it on the show. How cool is that? So yes, that's squarespace.com, offer code 3Ps, and show your love for the show by signing up with them. So thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week on 3Ps in a podcast.